The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
I've never seen so many stocks go up 7% or more in a day. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to play in the ARM holdings, because these are incredible. Win.
Yeah, and it's really played out over the last week or so, right? Meta on Friday, GE Healthcare had a big move the other day. Estee Lauder on Monday, though, it's given a lot back, kind of as we would expect. But yeah, win strong today. Disney, of course, is the stock of the day for us. If we want to just jump into that.
Yeah, can we just talk about the fact that the last time this company had this set of figures and strength, the stock was dramatically higher. That matters greatly to me.
Oh, there's a lot of cleanup that had to happen in between. So, of course, revenues were flat in the quarter, but it was the cost cutting that really saved them. That's what drove a 23% increase in earnings per share, delivering on that $7.5 billion cost reduction plan, over $500 million in SG&A savings in the quarter.
But there's also a belief that Macau not only is back, but maybe be ahead of where it was. We have a big Chinese New Year coming.
Yeah, so that's for Wynn. Vegas obviously strong there, but I want to get to Wynn in a moment. Let's just focus a little bit more on Disney first.
Sure, absolutely.
Because they're talking double-digit margins for DTC. Haven't really heard them talk about where margins will get to after they get to profitability in Q4. Increase the dividend, semi-annual dividend, 50%, targeting $3 billion in buybacks. So they're making a lot of progress. The question, but there's still a lot of moves and decisions that need to be made.
Right.
Which is why the question is this enough to hold off Peltz?
No, Nelson's going to go full bore. I mean, he believes that one of the reasons why the stock has moved is, and that Hugh Johnson talks about, by the way, about the sense of urgency, is frankly because Nelson's in there and they don't want Nelson on the board. Okay, so the best defense against Nelson Peltz being on the board is to deliver great numbers, not to trash him. And they shouldn't have trashed him. That was a mistake, but because that just agitates him more. But what I love about what they did was the dividend. The dividend increase is real. And if they do the $3 billion buyback by year end, that's real. That shows me that there are substantive things that are changing and are better.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.